There was many, you know, a great aspiration for the Egyptian people that 2011 is going to bring around the change that we all aspired for.
Ashraf Naguib is the CEO of an economic think tank called Global Trade Matters. He has been working alongside the current Egyptian government to support economic reforms. The biggest reform came in 2016 when the Egyptian pound was devalued by nearly 100%.
But in this case, we believe that economic reforms have to come with a certain degree of agony and, a little bit of suffering upon the whole population.
On April 2nd, Abd al-Fattah al-Sisi officially beat Musa Mustafa Musa in the presidential election and was re-elected for a second term. While his election was no surprise, many are banking on him to steer the country towards economic prosperity, something it hasn't seen since the heydays of the 60s.
Without a doubt. I mean, Egypt has so much potential that it's maybe a potential that we can't even judge at this point.
But the political instability and the rise in terrorist attacks has taken its toll on businesses and the country's largest industry, tourism. Sameh Assad is the chairman of the Sound and Light Show company projected at the pyramids and other famous historic sites in the country.
Just to give one explanation, because it's tricky. We are mainly culture tourism. I mean, the people are here are not the clients of Sharm Sheikh or are not a resort tourism. We are culture tourism. And since 2011, of course, it was affected very bad. The decline in numbers. And now, since this year, we see the numbers are doubling up always.
Because his company is connected to the Ministry of Antiquity, it doesn't need to adjust its prices or schedule, even when the turnout is low.
Some shows, we have little number of people, but we run it again, because this is the history of Egypt. We have a commitment to tell everybody what happened in this area. Since the drop of tourism, we call it since 2011, actually, the income became much less. And since we are a government company, public sector, we keep our employees, we give them benefits and everything, because they don't need to be affected with this.
But one sector is starting to bounce back, thanks to young entrepreneurs. According to statistics from the United Nations Development Program, out of a population of 90 million, two-thirds are under the age of 30. Yet during the elections, many young people abstained from voting, angry that the government's projects so far focused on infrastructure instead of helping them directly. Over in Smart Village, Cairo's equivalent to San Francisco's Silicon Valley, the tech hub emerges from the desert outside the capital like an oasis. Young people are hanging around the food court, which is a mix of different kiosks catering to the business clientele here. Many wait in line at Aladdin, a fast food sandwich place that opened up a year ago by Hussein Ala and his partner.
It wasn't easy, very hard for me, because I started a new career and I had no idea if it was going to succeed. It's not cheap. In order to start, you need a minimum of 100,000 Egyptian pounds.
Currently, there are no tangible schemes to encourage and support young entrepreneurs.
There wasn't any support from either the bank nor the government, but thankfully I had my own car, so I sold it, and with the money from that I was able to start my business, but now I have a new car. It's different from one person to another. For myself, for example, I had a car, so I had a means of getting money, but someone else may not have anything to sell. So if that person has nothing to sell, then he or she would need to find a way to get money.
Go ahead. Just a few places down is Redda.
This is my own place. I started it a year ago. We do fish and all kinds of seafood. I've worked as a chef for 25 years.
Redda has the confidence of someone who's been working in this business for years. As he gives orders to his staff, his smile never fades. But unlike Hussein, he had the luxury of starting up his place armed with years of experience in the food business.
I took a loan from the bank, 250,000, and I've already paid it back, and so it's okay. I established this place right from the start.
Both men chose to launch the food company here in Smart Village.
I was working here in the kitchen at one of the banks, so I knew the place, and the people here are good, and the market is better here than on the street.
A better market. Isolated in this microcosm from the economic reforms and politics businesses are subjected to in the capital. Anne-Marie Besada for RFI in Cairo.